Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from Daf Yudalid in Meseches Beya is one of the most important topics of Hilchos Yom Tov in general, and particularly we will discuss the halachos of grinding and doing tochein on Yom Tov. The Mishnah tells us on Yudalid Amin Aleph that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai argued about whether spices could be ground in their normal manner. According to the Maskanas HaGemara, the position of Beis Hillel is that when it comes to spices, since it is advantageous to grind spices before a meal, and if you grind the spices a significant amount of time before the meal, then it's mafik taima, it loses its taste, in contrast to salt, which it doesn't make a difference when you grind it. The salt has the same taste. According to Beis Hillel, one would be allowed entirely to grind the spices in such a manner, in a normal manner, in the normal fashion. Only salt requires a shinui. And this is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. In Simin Tov Kuv Dalet Sif Aleph, Dachin Es HaTavlin Kedarkon, Shim Yoduch Oysam Miboid Yoim, Yofik Taman. You're allowed to grind the spices in its normal manner, because if you grind it when it's Erev Yom Tov, then it will lose some of its taste. The simple understanding of this, and this is the approach of Rashi, and for that matter, most Rishonim, and for that matter, one could strongly argue the position of both the Mechaber and the Ramah, Halacha Lemaisa, is that the reason why it's permissible to grind is because the Torah says, the Heter of Ochel Nefesh. Acha she'ochel Ochel Nefesh hu levado yasa lechem. You're allowed to prepare food on Yom Tov itself. If you could have just as well done it on Erev Yom Tov, so then there's a Din D'Rabbanan not to be matriach on Yom Tov itself, like when it comes to salt. But even salt would only be an Isur D'Rabbanan if you did it on Yom Tov. But when it comes to spices, something that is not as good on if you grind it on Erev Yom Tov, of course you could grind it on Yom Tov itself. This is the approach of most Rishonim and most Poskim in terms of Halacha Lemaisa. However, there is an important Shita that is referred to by Tosos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph in the last line on the long Tosos Dibur HaMaskil Gzeira, and is elaborated upon beautifully by the Ramban in Parshas Emor, as well as in the Melchamos Hashem in the beginning of the third Perek. And we will give references to this position as quoted by the Mishnah Brura in discussing Halacha Lemaisa in regards to Ochel Nefesh in general and grinding in particular. And that is the position that says that the Heter of Ochel Nefesh is a reference point only to those Malachos that are generally associated with the immediate preparation of food. What the Ramban refers to as Melacha Babayis, Melachos, one of the 39 Melachos that are normally done in the house, like cooking, in contrast to Avoda Besada, those things that are normally done in the field. Normally, when it comes to grinding, most grinding is done, or a lot of grinding, is done outside of the house. Think about the bread that you got. The bread, even in the time of Chazal, by the time the average homeowner received the flour had already been ground. That's what the Ramban refers to as Melacha Basada, or Avoda Basada. Argues some Rishonim, although one could argue that this is not the position of Rashi, Rambam, and many of the Bali Tosos, but the Talmidim of the Ramban particularly pushed this position, and we're going to see it registers on the radar of Halacha Lemaisa as well, that all of the Malachos will now use the language of Tosas on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph based on the Yerushalmi. After the process of Milisha Me'elech, from kneading and afterwards, that's part of Ochel Nefesh. Beforehand, that is not included in Ochel Nefesh. The Yerushalmi presents it slightly differently than the way the Ramban does. The Yerushalmi presents it, and that's how Tosis quotes on Gimel Amud Aleph, as a Gzeiras HaKosuv, where the Torah says, Achashe Ochel Ochel Nefesh, and then, subsequent to that, we have the mitzvah of matzah, Ushmartem es hamatzos. Now, the mitzvah of matzah, according to many opinions, is to guard the matzos from kneading and on. Many of us are machmir for Shmira Mishas Ktsira. However, there are many opinions that say it only starts Mishas Lisha. We have other shiurim that I believe are online about Lishma when it comes to matzah. The differences between the requirement of Lishma Mishas Ktsira versus the requirement of Lishma Mishas Lisha. Either way, when it comes to the halachos of Ochel Nefesh, it could be a Gzeres HaKosov, or the rationale of the Ramban, that prior to Lisha would be an Isur D'Oraisa of Malacha and Yom Tov. Now this opinion finds its way into the Mishnah Berurah. Even though you'll be hard-pressed to find it in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, nevertheless the Mishnah Berurah, right in the beginning of Hilchos Yom Tov, gives it honorable mention in Sifkatan Yud Gimel, in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, "V'harbe poiskim cholkim v'sovrim d'meleches havoida asur min atayra afilu ba'ochel nefesh." Again, the Mishnah Berurah concedes that the Mechaber and the Ramah don't seem to be that way in many, many instances, as well as in this instance, when it comes to grinding, where the Mechaber said, straight up, no problem to grind spices on Yom Tov itself, no concern about the Melacha, considering the fact that the spices might become weak. More than that, points out the Be'er Halacha in Simin Tov Kuf Dalid, the Mechaber, following the simple reading of the Gemara, indicates that you could even use a small hand grinder on salt itself, because that already is no longer a full Ovda D'chol. All of this and many, many other sources seem to indicate that the Mechaber and the Ramah generally follow the position that grinding and those malachos even prior to Lisha are permissible as well for Yom Tov, provided that it's Ochel Nefesh, and provided that you follow the dictums of Chazal, each malacha with its own set of rules, that it should not appear as Uvda D'chol. And coming back to spices and salt, when it comes to spices, there you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov itself because it's going to lose its taste, in contrast to salt, where you don't have that heter and it should be done before Yom Tov. Or, if you haven't done it, so then when it comes to salt, you need to do a shinui. However, the Be'er Halacha quotes the Chayei Adam, who is very much concerned with the position of the Ramban and his Talmidim, the Rajba, the Ra'ah, as well as we saw some of the Bali Tosas on Gimel Amud Aleph, who say that no, the Gemara, our Gemara should be read entirely differently than the way Rashi had presented it. And that is that our Gemara is not simply talking about an Iser D'Rabbanan or of the D'chol, but rather you could reread our Gemara, and the Ramban does, as referring to a Shaila of a D'Oraisa. And that is that Tchina can be an Iser D'Oraisa, even if you're doing it for food and grinding on Yom Tov. Hence, the Be'er Halacha discusses Halacha L'Maisa, the following phenomenon. He says, when it comes to grinding coffee, and for that matter, even though grinding coffee is not that common today, although I think some purists do that as well, this can come up with other spices where it is common for people to grind. And for that matter, there are so many other shailas of tochein that come up. Even making a vegetable salad, do you have to be concerned of all of the halachos of Hilchos Shabbos when it comes to Yom Tov itself, that you should make sure that's not too fine, and there are certain instances where it'll be mutter, only if it's la'alter, according to the Rajba. All of those concerns in Hilchos Yom of Shabbos, do they apply to Hilchos Yom Tov as well? So the Be'er Halacha quotes the Chayei Adam that says yes, and therefore he says, grinding coffee in a way that is common for people to grind for an extended period of time. In other words, if it's a hand grinder, says the Be'er Halacha, that a person every morning grinds his own coffee and makes it, that will be mutter, even according to Ramban. That's our Gemara that says a machteshes is mutter. Why? Because that's called a meleches Habayis, that's not an avoda besada. On Shabbos, that would be asur, because Shabbos has its own set of parameters, as the Ramban explains in the Melchamos. However, when it comes to Yom Tov, if it's something that you normally do just for that day, everybody agrees Ochel Nefesh. But the moment in which we're talking about something that begins to appear as if it is something that is done in more of a mass fashion, so then in such a case, then there would be a Isur de Oraisa that's at play. What comes out from our background, Halacha Lamaisa, in Hilchos Tochein? What emerges is the following. According to everybody, the halacha is that if you have food items that would not taste as good in any way, shape, or form, if you ground them before Yom Tov, the Piskei Tshuvos has a great kula. He claims that even today with refrigeration, you could ask the question of whether they would lose their taste without the refrigeration. Without refrigeration, would that cause it to lose its taste? And on this, we say all types of grinding is going to be mutter, which means that if you like the salad more fresh, if it is ground on Yom Tov itself, so then in such a case, then the salad could most definitely be cut up, even into fine pieces, on Yom Tov. However, to use a grinder, or to grind spices which are normally ground for an extended period of time, so then in such a case, we have two sets of opinions. According to the Mechaber and the Ramah, following the opinion of Rashi and others, the halacha is that one is not allowed to grind those things. You're not allowed to grind those things. Midrabanan, because it's an uvda dechol. According to the Ramban, those items will be an iser d'oraisa. For that matter, if we're talking about grinding something like coffee, which could just as well be ground erev Yom Tov, the halacha is that if it's a grinder that's normally used for an extended period of time, that will be an iser d'oraisa, according to the Ramban. According to the Mechaber and the Ramah, so then in such a case, if the coffee will in any way taste better if you grind it fresh, then the halacha would be that it is mutter to do on Yom Tov itself. Finally, we give some very practical examples in regards to preparing for Yom Tov, and since it is Erev Pesach, we will give a couple of examples of today's daf that apply to many people in their preparations for the Seder. Let's discuss both the grinding of horseradish. We're not going to discuss what is maror, but let's discuss the grinding of horseradish as well as the grinding of nuts for charoses. So let's try to run it through, no pun intended, the mill. Let's try to grind it through the mill of what we learned above and come out with halacha lemaisa. Many poskim argue that when it comes to the horseradish, one should be able to grind it on Yom Tov itself, even though one had the opportunity to grind it on Erev Yom Tov, and there would not be a requirement for a shinui. At the end of the day, horseradish is something that is mafik taima. Its taste begins to diminish as time goes on. There are some who feel that one should grind the horseradish as close to the Seder as possible, considering that the Mara should be stronger. Whether that's halachically correct in regards to Mara, that's a separate discussion. However, according to those poskim that we mentioned above, in regards to Tochein, one could argue that it would be mutter to grind, and that in its normal manner, and that would be mutter based on the halacha of Tavlon that we learned on today's daf. However, the Mishnah Berurah, because there are some poskim who say that it is normal to grade chrein in general, when it comes to grading chrein for in those days, that we use it as a spice for many types of foods, and today we use it as well. We use the word chrein in regards to what we put on our gefilte fish. So then it was common to grate chrein for a few days. Hence, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Yutes recommends to grind it with a small shinui. That small shinui would be qualified as turning the grater upside down or grating the maror onto a tabletop. Similarly, when it comes to the nuts, Here, the argument could be made even more strongly that it's not normal for people to grind from day to day when it comes to nuts, and therefore the nuts, if they're ground, should be ground as well with a shinui. Hence we see how today's daf begins from the Mineyu Bey in the Gemara, a basic machlokis rishonim, the positions of the Mechaber and the Ramah and others, ultimately for the chshash of the Ber Halacha, and finally taking the position of the Mechaber and the Ramah to Halacha Lamaisa, as the Mishnah Berurah describes in regards to preparation for Pesach, and that appears in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tov Kuf Dalid, Sifkaton Yutes. May we be zoche to be mekayim the halachos of the Leil HaSeder properly, and one day eat together from the Psachim and the Zvachim.